Men don't accept it. They want to push back on it. They want to talk about what should be, not talk about what it actually is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep That Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and today, my friends, we're talking about why women naturally lie to men. Now, immediately, you're going to have thoughts about this. I mean, of course you are. Everybody immediately reacts to statements that are provocative or statements that they perceive to be provocative. But I want you to pause for 1 second and I want you to think logically. Don't react. Think logically, okay? When I say that, there are a couple things that tend to come to mind. For example, women will probably call me names. They'll tell me that I'm doing this, that, and the other thing, wanting to put labels on it. Let me tell you something right now. Women naturally lie to men for 2 main reasons. One, because most men have been fed this fantasy our entire lives. You've been told, oh, just be nice to a woman, give her flowers and chocolates and teddy bears and treat her nicely and pour into her and invest into her and do all these nice things and never have her worry about anything. Always make your intentions clear. Be the nice guy. Do all these things and women will love you. That's what we're fed from a very young age. Most of you listening to the show, probably what you've been told by your mom, your grandma, your aunt, your teacher, pastor, whoever. There are people in your life who have told you this. That's just one. The other stems from, if you go on social media and you look at some interviews where women kind of give away the store. They talk about how they're in these streets. They talk about how they're naturally devious. They talk about how their monogamy doesn't really interest them and they get bored of it really, really fast because a lot of men are not good in bed. Whatever excuse they want to give you. But they're giving you a lot more truth than you're willing to accept. And that in there lies the second issue, is men won't accept the truth that's told to them. The problem is you want to believe what you're told about women, just as women want to believe what they're told about men, that, oh, men are supposed to protect me, they're supposed to provide for me, they're supposed to do all these things, but then what they're not told is, well, then if they want a man to be traditional, then they have to also be a more traditional woman, which means that not necessarily they cook and clean, but that they submit to their husband, that they are pleasant, that they are kind, that they are good feminine people. They're not abrasive, they're not aggressive, they're not annoying, they're not feminist, they're not any of these things. But you see, a lot of people, they want to cut that and they want to say, oh, but you know what, this excuse and that excuse, but this is why women will naturally lie to men. It's not necessarily because they're insidious. Obviously that does happen at times. But it all comes down to those 2 reasons. Number one, because men are fed this lie by women, mostly. And two, because women benefit from this lie, and then when they tell on themselves or on other people, men don't accept it. They want to push back on it. They want to talk about what should be, not talk about what it actually is. And that in lies the problem, and that's why women lie. Just look at the comment section. It's one thing to say that, oh, damn, you know, it shouldn't be that way, I don't like it. Okay. That's fine. But does that actually change anything? No, it doesn't. We need to reward women who are honest out here. That's what we need to do. We need to stop being so quick to call women names. Not because they don't inherently not deserve it per se, but because then it incentivizes them to continue to put on this facade so you fall for it. That's what it does. It doesn't open your eyes to the reality. It doesn't tell you, hey, guess what? This is the uncomfortable realities you're living in. Deal with it. Either fix it or get over it. Problem is, a lot of men, they want to try to fix women. Problem is, in historical times, it was not men who got women in line. It was other women who put other women in line. Just as it was other men who kept other men in line. That is how it's historically worked amongst most cultures. Now, we go fast forward to today, and there are a lot of people who want to control everybody around them. But then they're not able to really control the pace the structure of their own life, but they want to control other people. And this is why women naturally lie to men, is partially for their own protection. And I'm not justifying this. I'm telling you, this is how it actually works. If you don't like it, that's too bad. If you want to debate me on it, feel free. But disagreeing with me doesn't make me inherently wrong. We as men need to stop penalizing women for being honest. And if she's saying something you don't like, it probably means she's being honest, because she doesn't gain by lying to you. People gain by lying to you. A lot of people don't gain by telling you the truth. Obviously, some people will be dramatic for effect and for views and for clicks. We all know that. That's a given. But when we talk about women who are out here, we need to stop making things oversimplified. Like, for example, women who are, like, on the more ho side of the spectrum, fine, do what you want. But guess what? When you try to dip into the good woman lane, then we have an issue. Because then, you want to kind of repackage yourself, and you want to go on this track when you've been living on this track your whole life, and then that's how marriages get messed up. You don't want to be married, go fine. I don't care what you're doing. It's a free country. You can do what you want to do. But then when you want to go the traditional route and you've been living an untraditional life all this time, you know, i.e. like women who find religion conveniently right after they've been in the adult industry for years, or women who have a higher body count than both my parents' ages combined, and then all of a sudden they want to say they've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and they're filled with the Holy Ghost, and when not too long ago they were filled with other men's Johnsons and whatnot. Look, I'm not saying that God can't forgive you. I'm not God. That's not my place. What is my place is to tell you that men are not going to commit to you. Any man with self-respect, he don't care about this reborn again garbage. He says, guess what? I'm not taking this garbage. And no amount of shaming, no amount of people telling me I'm a bad man is going to force someone to give me someone else my commitment against my will. It's not going to happen. We need to establish the fact that women tend to lie to men because A, they win by lying to men, because most men will buy it because they want to. And number two, they're penalized for telling you the truth, because then men will react emotionally and will penalize women for telling them the truth instead of feeding them the fantasy plastic garbage that's not actually real. You know, like love, for example. The whole idea of like Disney love or just love in general is a complete fabrication, and it never existed. Not that it doesn't exist anymore, it never did. But yet we live in this world where people are upset, they're in love with love, and I have no idea what it actually is. They treat it like it's a feeling. It's not a feeling, it's a choice. It is a self-sacrifice of a choice, but yet women will lie about it because it benefits them to do that, and then they can divorce you and take half your crap, because 80% of divorces are filed by women. It's unbelievable to me. I can't believe that in the year 2024, if I post on Twitter that that their deadbeat daddies are a myth, that women will be like, oh, there's deadbeat daddies and this, and the other thing, and I have to say, are you kidding me? We all know the deadbeat daddy thing is a total myth. It's a total fabrication. The only, quote, deadbeat men are the pookies who you let skeet in your guts raw, which is partially your fault, by the way, because you allowed it to happen and you didn't stop it, and you invited it. You shouldn't have done it, yeah, but you participated in that too. You both took a risk and you both lost that risk. But that guy is like a 1% guy versus the majority of men who get their kids taken from them, get sold into the system for child support, alimony, and social services. This is happening in real time, and a lot of men are opening up to this, and they're exposing other men to these realities because women are not being honest. Partially because they benefit from lying to you, and other partially because the women who do want to tell you the truth, you don't want to listen to them. So I encourage you to keep your mind open if you want to actually learn something. And I don't want people to be out here with their anecdotal evidence garbage. It doesn't mean anything to me. Stop it. Might mean something to you, but it doesn't mean anything in the court of logic. My friends, we need to really start asking ourselves why we want to believe these fantasies and why we are penalizing people who are trying to show us the realities of the world, whether they be men, women, sometimes even, you know, older people. It doesn't matter. We need people to be out here speaking the truth. and we need to reward people who speak the truth. My friends, I invite you to question everything that I said, do your own research, be your own person. Don't just take what people say for granted, it's dangerous. My friends, take care of yourselves, I'm out of here. Peace.